American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 1A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Look at the pictures and repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Bees are insects. Number 2. This bottle has poison in it. Number 3. He's been shot. Get an ambulance at once. Number 4. Can you come within the hour? Number 5. She needs assistance. Number 6. He doesn't want to swallow the medicine.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to some sentences. Match the sentence with the correct picture. Write the number of the sentence under the picture. You will hear each sentence twice.
Number 1. Call an ambulance. Call an ambulance. Number 2. Who'll give her assistance? Who'll give her assistance? Number 3. Look at the insects. Look at the insects. Number 4. Now swallow this, young man. Now swallow this, young man. Number 5. Be careful, that's poison. Be careful, that's poison. Number 6. We'll be there within a half hour. We'll be there within a half hour.
Now let's check your answers.
Number 1 is picture C. Repeat. Call an ambulance. Number 2 is picture E. Repeat. Who'll give her assistance? Number 3 is picture A. Repeat. Look at the insects. Number 4 is picture F. Repeat. Now swallow this, young man. Number 5 is picture B. Repeat. Be careful, that's poison. Number 6 is picture D. Repeat. We'll be there within a half hour.
Look at Figure 3. You will hear a sentence. Repeat the sentence substituting the word in Figure 3 for a word or words in the sentence you hear. Listen to the example first.
That's a deadly chemical.
That's a poisonous chemical. Now, listen and change the sentence. Number 1.
The water was absorbed immediately.
Repeat. The water was absorbed at once. Number 2.
There was a bug in his tea.
Repeat. There was an insect in his tea. Number 3.
The sergeant called for an emergency vehicle.
Repeat. The sergeant called for an ambulance. Number 4.
They'll arrive in less than 10 minutes.
Repeat. They'll arrive within 10 minutes. Look at Figure 4. These sentences contain words with shifting stress. First, listen to all of the sentences. Notice the change in the stress of some words.
Will you be gone overnight?
Yes, I'm taking the overnight train.
Does this bus go uptown?
No, number 12 is the uptown bus.
Are these pictures Chinese?
Yes, they're painted by a Chinese painter.
Does Ruth work outdoors?
Yes, she has an outdoor job.
Have you ever lived overseas?
Yes, I had an overseas job.
Does Fred live upstairs?
Yes, he has the upstairs room. Now, listen to the same dialogues with shifting stress and repeat them.
Will you be gone overnight?
Yes, I'm taking the overnight train.
Does this bus go uptown?
No. Number 12 is the uptown bus.
Are these pictures Chinese?
Yes, they're painted by a Chinese painter.
Does Ruth work outdoors?
Yes, she has an outdoor job.
Have you ever lived overseas?
Yes, I had an overseas job.
Does Fred live upstairs?
Yes, he has the upstairs room. Now, look at the same figure. Listen to the question and read the answer.
Will you be gone overnight? Does this bus go uptown? Are these pictures Chinese? Does Ruth work outdoors? Have you ever lived overseas? Does Fred live upstairs?
Now, read the questions and listen for the answers. Begin now. Yes, I'm taking the overnight train. No, number 12 is the uptown bus. Yes, they're painted by a Chinese painter. Yes, she has an outdoor job. Yes, I had an overseas job. Yes, he has the upstairs room. Listen to some short dialogues. They contain both present progressive and simple present tense. Just listen.
Oh, look, it's raining.
Well, it always rains a lot in September.
I'm concerned about Dad. He always jogs on hot days.
Yes, he's jogging right now.
Help me, I'm dropping everything.
You always drop things when you carry too many things.
Do they ever call off a flight because of bad weather?
Listen, they're calling off our flight because of ice.
Do they evacuate the area when a hurricane is on the way?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the police are evacuating the coast of Texas today. Listen to the dialogues again. This time, repeat.
Oh, look, it's raining.
Well, it always rains a lot in September.
I'm concerned about Dad. He always jogs on hot days.
Yes, he's jogging right now.
Help me, I'm dropping everything.
You always drop things. When you carry too many things.
Do they ever call off a flight because of bad weather?
Listen, they're calling off our flight because of ice.
Do they evacuate the area when a hurricane is on the way?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the police are evacuating the coast of Texas today. Now, look at figure 5. Listen to a question and answer it. Use the cue given in the sentence. Use either the present progressive or the simple present tense. Listen to the examples first.
Do you ever cook?
Yes, I'm cooking some rice now.
Do you write a lot of letters?
Yes, I write a lot of letters every week. Now, answer the question like the examples. Use the present progressive or the simple present tense. Number 1.
Do you always sit in the front row?
Repeat. No, I don't always sit in the front row. Number 2.
Does John ever sleep late?
Repeat. Yes, he's sleeping late now. Number 3.
Do you ever drive to work?
Repeat. Sometimes I drive to work. Number 4.
Have you ever learned a foreign language?
Repeat. Yes, I'm learning French right now. Number 5.
Do they ever drain the swimming pool?
Repeat. Yes, they drain it every month. Number 6.
Do you ever play tennis after work?
Repeat. Yes, I occasionally play tennis after work. Number 7.
Do the weathermen ever forecast sunny weather?
Repeat. Yes, they often forecast sunny weather. Number 8.
Does Carolyn study every night?
Repeat. Yes, she's studying now. Now look at figure 6. Listen to the dialogue. Just listen, don't repeat.
Medical clinic, may I help you?
I think my child has swallowed some poison.
What did he swallow?
Cleaning fluid. He was playing with a bottle of it. I don't know how much was in it.
Was the bottle open?
Yes, it was, but he doesn't act like he's sick.
We'd better check him anyway. Bring him in immediately to the emergency entrance.
Yes, I'll take him at once. Now listen to the dialogue again and write in the missing words.
Medical clinic, may I help you?
I think my child has swallowed some poison.
What did he swallow?
Cleaning fluid. He was playing with a bottle of it. I don't know how much was in it.
Was the bottle open?
Yes, it was. But he doesn't act like he's sick.
We'd better check him anyway. Bring him in immediately. To the emergency entrance.
Yes, I'll take him at once. Listen to the dialogue again and check your answers.
Medical clinic, may I help you?
I think my child has swallowed some poison.
What did he swallow?
Cleaning fluid. He was playing with a bottle of it. I don't know how much was in it.
Was the bottle open?
Yes, it was, but he doesn't act like he's sick.
We'd better check him anyway. Bring him in immediately to the emergency entrance.
Yes, I'll take him at once. Now, turn to the answer page for this tape and check your answers. This is the end of tape 1A, book 22.